Do you feel beautiful today? Hello everyone, I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of The Supplementarian, and today we're going to talk about beauty. Beauty from the inside out. And to help me on this topic, I have my friend, Jane Risner. Jane, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hey everybody.
So, when we talk about beauty, it can be a lot of how you feel. I said before we started this podcast, so today's the day my hair's not cooperating and I feel like my skin's broke out some. And so I don't feel my most beautiful. But beauty is a lot more about how we take care of ourselves in the long run to remain beautiful than it is on just a short term how we feel for the day. So today we want to talk about all the different kind of supplements that you can take that help your body function its best and stay looking as useful, youthful, and beautiful as long as possible. So Jane, what's one of your favorite supplements here for beauty?
Well, I think my number one pick would be the Hair Renew, the Terry Naturally Hair Renew. Because that's just always been one of my issues, that my hair won't grow fast and I have real brittle fingernails. And so that also don't tend to want to grow that well. So the Hair Renew is amazing. It's oddly, I mean, it has like the B vitamins that are good for your hair and nails. And it has some horsetail extract in it and a couple of amino acids. But the biggest part of it is millet seed oil, which is crazy. I never heard of that before, but it really works. It helps to thicken your hair. It helps to make your hair grow. It's easy to take. It's a capsule. It's just wonderful. I love it. It's my favorite.
Absolutely. And when we have that in stock, we recommend that for people to take in conjunction with our liquid biotin collagen combo, because then that helps your hair grow stronger while it's growing faster and healthier the whole way through. So those two together like has made a really knockout combo for a lot of people. And we've seen people that even had like thinning hair come back and it's like, whoa, you see them, you know, a month later or 2 months later and you're like, whoa, yeah, there's a huge difference there. So it's made a lot of people feel much better about themselves when their hair's been trying to thin to really grow back stronger and better.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that there's a lot of different ingredients in that. And sometimes you just need, you know, one simple thing. So one of the things we recommend to people is biotin. And we have biotin in multiple forms. You can get it in liquid and you can get it in capsules or tablets. And biotin is from a B vitamin. We all know we need lots of vitamins to be healthy. And biotin is a B vitamin that helps the hair and skin grow better. So, Jane, what's one of the B vitamins we've got here that, I mean, biotin as far as being a B vitamin there that we recommend to people?
Yeah, this one. This biotin has 10,000 micrograms, which sounds like a lot. It is a lot. It's more than you would normally need to take if everything was working properly. The other thing I always like to tell people about biotin is if you are on heart medication, do not overtake biotin. Right. Biotin is not one of the vitamins that can become toxic in your body from overuse. Your body does not store it. It does not keep it. But it can do this little trick of messing up the results of your lab work if for certain heart medications. So if you're going to need to take a lot of biotin and you're on heart medications, you need to talk to your doctor and make sure they're aware that you're about to take a ton of biotin so they wouldn't judge your lab results the same way.
Right, absolutely, because they need that information so they're looking at the numbers they get correctly. And we never want somebody to take right. too much of anything. Our bodies desire balance. Yeah. They don't need too little and they don't need too much.
So, yeah, and you can only absorb so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. And as she mentioned, biotin is one of those things that's water soluble. Your body's going to flush whatever it doesn't use because it doesn't store biotin. You've got to take it regularly. It's got to either come from your diet, and most of us are not eating that perfect balanced diet all the time, every day. So if you're not getting enough biotin in there, and I believe it comes from eggshells, is that correct? And a handful of other places that we get it naturally.
Yeah.
And so if you're not getting...
Yeah, but you can't really get enough of it
from food. So you need that little extra oomph. And so getting a supplement in your diet as a daily regimen is really important if you're not getting enough enough there. Like I said, most of us are not, especially with biotin, any other way. So biotin is a great thing if you're wanting your hair and your skin to be better. Add biotin there to your diet and your nails. Yes.
Yeah.
Want those pretty nails, right? So strong, pretty nails. So they just, you know, you just feel better when your nails are pretty and your hair is right and, you know, and your skin's looking good. It's like, wow, I feel great. And that's what we want for everybody. You feel great. The more days you feel great, the better your life is. So with biotin, you can also add keratin. Keratin's another great supplement to take, and it is vital for the hair. Especially, but it also helps the skin and the nails as well. And keratin's another thing we typically don't get enough of in our diet. So, Jane, what do we recommend in the form of keratin?
Well, we're currently out of our keratin by itself, but we do have some hair, skin, and nails combinations that a variety of combinations out there on the shelf that some do include the keratin. But
yes, and we do carry several brands. I know we normally carry the Blue Bonnet and some others in that. So everybody's trying to look pretty for bikini weather, whatever. So
spring is so coming.
That's
right.
So everybody's buying that up, but we should have some more in stock here in just a day or two. So go ahead and come on in or give us a call and check and see if we have it back in stock. If that's something your diet's missing, add it to it. And she said if you're needing several things, then those combinations like the hair, skin, and nails that we have it from multiple brands makes a great solution to that.
Yeah, it really does.
And as well as keratin, we need collagen. And collagen is not just great for the hair, skin, and nails. It's also critical for our joints and stuff and how we feel. So if you're needing added flexibility as well as, you know, your hair, skin, and nails, you're probably short on collagen. You know, our body makes it, but you know, our body starts slowing down how much it makes from the age of 15. Is it 15? Like, who's going to think, you know, oh, I'm a teenager and my body's already not making as much collagen. So getting that added collagen helps our joints and helps our skin and stuff, and it helps us stay more youthful when we get that into our diet. And we have that in so many forms, the liquid and the powder and the capsules and tablets and all those different things. And there's so much to learn about collagen. We're going to do an entire podcast that's nothing about collagen, so you can understand the different types of collagen and the different forms and how to take it so it can be a regular part of your everyday diet. I know for me, I feel so much better when I get my collagen in, and my knees and my back are much happier with me when I get that in my diet and all. So we've talked about, you know, your biotin, your keratin, your collagen, but there's some more things you can also take, like the hyaluronic acid. So Jane, tell them a little bit about hyaluronic acid and how amazing it is.
Well, we have this Blue Bonnet brand of hyaluronic acid, and hyaluronic acid helps your joints for one thing. It cushions and supports your joints, but it does the same thing for your skin cells. It fluffs them up. It cushions your skin cells, and it supports the wear and tear. It helps with repairing of damaged skin cells, which we all have so much of because we're sun people. And I think a few people now are starting to understand more about long-term sun, you know, being in the sun long-term. But even if you're newly coming to that idea and you spent your youth baking in the sun, you're going to have some skin damage. And you're going to need the oils and the processes that will help to repair those. And just wear and tear on your joints. So hyaluronic acid comes also topically, and you can put it on the top of your skin. I question absorption that way, you know, a large amount of absorption. But if you take it internally, your body can use it. It can take it up, bring it into your skin, bring it into your joints, and it can just help you in any number of ways. So hyaluronic acid, even though I do agree you can put it on your face, and it does help to put it topically on your face, by far the better way to take it is internally. Just take the capsules, and it goes where it needs to go and does what it needs to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing it does is it helps us heal from, you know, injuries. If we have a wound or something, then that hyaluronic acid is part of what helps our skin heal. And if we want to heal and not have scars, it's better to have something like that in our diet to help the skin itself heal better and faster.
For sure.
More naturally. And so the final thing we're going to throw out there today to mention for you that you might really want to consider taking is this new, it's newer on the market, not new to the world because God created it long, long ago, but the omega-7, like as far as taking it as a supplement separate and by itself, we've all heard of the omega-3, 6, and 9, but a lot of times 7 was just kind of off by itself, overlooked, and now they're finding out just how amazing omega-7 is for the skin and for helping the skin be hydrated from the cellular level. So it actually helps every individual cell and helps all your mucous membranes and things like that stay hydrated naturally. So it can even help with things like your digestion and stuff just because it helps those cells stay hydrated. Now, Jane, tell them where omega-7 comes from.
Well, we have this this brand, the Terry Naturally brand of the omega-7. This omega-7 comes from, there are other sources, but the best source is the sea buckthorn. And that produces a type of omega-7 that is very absorbable in your body. It supports your heart. It supports your skin to stay hydrated, but also all your mucous membranes. It supports your mucous membranes. And we know in menopause for you women, how drying that can be for your whole body. And so if you start to notice that you're dry, that your like eyes are dry, your mouth is dry, everything's dry, this really is an excellent product. And you probably need to take it for a good couple of months to get the full effect. It accumulates in your body and works better and better as time goes by. So I just highly recommend this particular omega-7. Now, this product has in it also the 3, 6, and 9, not in as high of quantity, but the sea buckthorn has all of those as well. So it's an amazing product, and I think you'd really benefit from taking it, especially if you're perimenopausal, menopausal, or postmenopausal.
Yes, for all those women in later years, let's have something to help us feel better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another important thing Jane mentioned there is taking something for a longer period of time. A lot of times we want to take a pill and think, you know, the next day everything should be there. But a lot of times it is something like this omega-7 that's going to build up in your body gradually. And it's got to help every cell in your body. And your body has billions of cells. So it's got to work on these a few at a time. And as it makes them work better, you're going to feel better. You're going to notice the difference. So you've really got to pay attention when you start to how you feel in a week and 2 weeks and a month and then, you know, 6 weeks and 2 months down the road and really compare that and see, you know, and a lot of times now we've got these phones with amazing cameras so you can really take a close-up photo of your skin, say the skin on the back of your hands, and then compare that and see if you don't start noticing a difference in just how amazing your skin is starting to look and how it's staying hydrated more. Now, if you wash your hands 100 times a day like I do, you might want to do, you know, further up the arm a little bit so you can see naturally it's not getting dried out just from soaps and see that difference there. Those close-up pictures can really show you the difference that it's making in your body.
Yeah.
And you might be just amazed at how much more hydrated your skin looks and how much better, you know, you can start to feel about yourself, because that's really what it is. It's about how you feel about yourself and how you feel in your body and about your body as well. So those two things work hand in hand. So here.
I also just thought of something while you were talking. I hope we have an extra 2 seconds, but also something that's really good for dry skin is vitamin E oil.
Yes.
And we have just the pure vitamin E oil in the vitamin E section of the store. And if you just put a drop of that on your hands, it is very moisturizing, especially for, you know, when they're dry due to soaps and the cold weather and stuff like that. If you just put a little vitamin E oil underneath your regular moisturizer, it helps a lot.
Yeah, and we also have that you can take internally as well. So vitamin E is great to work from the inside out as well, just like the hyaluronic acid and the biotin and the keratin and all these things. While they can work from the outside in, they also work even better from the inside out. And we will be covering skincare, especially facial care, in an entire another episode. And as I said, next week we're going to cover more in depth on collagen, so you can understand all the different types and how to use them and why. So stay tuned and join us again next week for an episode all about collagen.